Hour. And joined on the line now by State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. How have you been? How was your Thanksgiving?
Very good. How about yourself?
Good, excellent. You know, we had a between children, grandchildren, and we have in-laws, a whole crowd.
All right, good.
It was a great celebration.
All right, let's start with the governor's announcement this week that he wasn't going to try to push ahead with the electric car mandates, but maybe look into a study in the 2024 legislative session. What's your reaction to this?
Right, yes, thank you. Thank you for the question, Tony. Well, before going into the subject, let me give some facts. I am a member of the Environment Committee in Hartford, and I am an advocate for the concerns that we have with climate change, with concerns on rising sea levels, especially in Eastern Connecticut, carbon emissions, and we have been working on that. And plus, I drive an electric car for my periodic commute to Hartford. And having said that, also let me add, as the governor mentioned, that you know we have tripled the number of electric vehicle sales in the state as a nation. We have brought down substantially the price of EV, but this is not a straight road to the finish line. And usually I like to see the cup half full and not half empty. Yes, we have to listen to the genuine concerns of our constituents. So yes, there are concerns with the number of charging stations, the electric grid. We are making improvements, but more will have to be done. We passed legislation in 2004 and also recently and as well in bipartisan votes. So moving forward, we'll have to sit down in our caucus, sit down with our Republican friends, our governor's office, with the objective to keep working and make the necessary change and additions that will help the state to reach their goals. That, you know, they are goals, they are targets. I mean, targets are subject to improvement, changes, additions, and we will be working all of us together on that.
Are you concerned about the high cost that some cite as being a reason to kind of pump the brakes on this, so to speak?
Well, cost is an issue. I mean, you mean energy cost?
Yeah, the cost of building this infrastructure and the amount of electricity.
Yeah, the cost of building, yes, that will have to be addressed too. That will have to, infrastructure is an issue. Yes, sir. The electric grid is an issue and will have to be addressed and see how we can address that and how we can work together. Yes, there are concerns. There are concerns too. Mm-hmm. And they are valid concerns, again, I like to see the cup half full and made improvements, made the changes, listen, and work together as we did in 2004. And we did as recently as last year when we passed more legislation for light trucks and other vehicles.
All right.
The concerns are there. I mean, we have to address them, and we have to work together and find the solutions.
Okay. Let me have you put your RTM hat on for a second concerning this this multi-use trail between Greenwich and Stamford. Is going to come to a vote, the funding for that. What do you think is going to happen in a couple of weeks at the RTM with that?
I think that we will approve it. I think that, again, that is coming into the RTM, but as you know, most of the funding, almost 90%, between 80 and 90% of the funding is coming from a grant from the state that had been given to Stamford and us. So I am very much in favor. I bicycle. I did it all my life in Greenwich. I enjoy doing it. This is a great part of the state to do bicycling. And so I welcome that initiative, but our neighbors, and I think it will be approved. I am very much in favor. And certainly we have to listen, which was one of the conditions that was put by the BET. We have to listen to the neighbors, through which the path will go through to see if there are concerns or not. I don't expect it. That will be part of the planning process. But very much we're online with that, I believe.
All right. State Representative Hector Arzino, thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. We'll talk again in December. Take care.
Thank you, Tony. And Huffy, if I don't talk before the holidays, have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. Same to you and yours. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. You and your family. Bye-bye, Tony.
That's State Representative Hector